If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. Let me read what Samuel L. Jackson wrote. In my lifetime, I've understood diet played a big role in the quality of my life. So I ate what I considered to be good for me. From childhood, the litany of eat your vegetables was drummed into me. Naturally, me being Southern, there was always meat served with those veggies. And most time it was used to flavor them. 64 years later, I met the Esselstyns, and they say, eat your vegetables, but eat them raw, cooked with no oil. What? But I tried it. It's truly amazing what the things I already liked really tasted like. Even more amazing, the number of plant-based creations that are possible. I won't go into the gigantic health benefits that came my way as a result of my decision to go plant-based. But I will say that 30 lost pounds and an infinite number of compliments later, I'm more than happy. I hope you'll treat yourself to one of these recipes and just open that door. I guarantee you won't close it. That's Samuel L. Jackson, the actor who obviously got exposed to the Esselstyns. The Dr. Esselstyn, who works here at the Cleveland Clinic, wrote the book on prevent and reverse heart disease. This is how you implement it. So it's pretty easy to understand that if you go to a plant-based diet without oil, as Essie says, nothing with a face or a mother, you might get healthier. In fact, there's pretty darn good data that if you stick with that, you will get healthier. But the big question is, how do you do that and still enjoy your food? This cookbook answers that. The Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, over 125 delicious, life-saving, plant-based recipes. And we have both authors, Ann Cryle Esselstyn and Jane Esselstyn, her daughter, with us today. So it's from the family of the Esselstyns. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Hey, we have another thing to add about Sam Jackson. You know, he wrote a little bit more in that quote, and we wanted to share it with you. You know how if you ever watch television, you probably have seen him on the Capital One commercial saying, "What's in your wallet?" But what he wrote at the end of this blurb he offered for us was, "What's in your stomach?" And they decided they couldn't hijack Capital One's campaign, so they had to eliminate that part of the quote. But we loved it. Because he's
actually
got plants in his
it.
Stomach.
What's in your stomach?
Yeah.
So we have a question from someone who on the email line, actually her name is Jane too. So Jane, maybe you should answer this one, but worst comes to worst, I'll take it actually. But
now Mike.
Jane, this is for you really. It says, I've been on a relatively heart healthy diet, only eating salmon, olive oil, and a few other things, but I'm starting to have chest pain. Will this diet help me, and how easy is it to stay on it?
Well, absolutely will help her. I mean, she keeps, as my dad would say, she keeps punishing her endothelial cells with the cholesterol and the fat from the salmon, as well as the olive oil and any other oil she's adding in her diet. My dad often says, I don't have a 90% diet or 75% diet or a relatively healthy heart-healthy diet. It doesn't work. If people are having angina, as you would, I think you would totally agree, they really have to commit to going plant-based, give it a go for, you know, 4 weeks, then 8 weeks, 12 weeks, see how you feel, and you will, you'll be amazed.
It's totally mad. This is Ann now. It's totally magic what...
Actually, the most interesting thing is you two sound so much alike,
well,
I never will be able to tell who's speaking.
And I'm Jane Jane.
It is magic what happens when you really do this program 100%. If you have angina, it will go away.
Now, you've got 125...
Definitely, get rid of that oil.
Thank you for the question, Jane.
Now, you've got 125 different recipes here. Why so many? I guess, and do they all taste great? Are they easy to cook? How long should you plan on cooking when you're cooking this? Can you get them from a restaurant? What do you do with a restaurant?
Now, Mike, you are a cook. I know you're a cook, and everything varies. We've got really simple things to things that take a little longer, but nothing really complicated because neither of us are, so to speak, fancy chefs. We're just cooks.
We make good food and food that we can eat, that sustain us. We have got kids, my parents' grandchildren, and they're all athletes. And my daughter's just won states in the Tour de IM as a freshman. And my son is 6'4". These people, they grow, they have energy, they have joy. It's going to feed you. We actually had 300 recipes, to tell you the truth, for this book. And we had to get it down to 125, but we said no. We have it at 140, and we can't go any fewer because we love them all, and we've got to get them out there.
So the
wow, that's great.
Now, one of the things that you told me early on is I said I like to sauté vegetables. What do I do instead? And you said just add water. Tell the audience what you mean by that.
Any liquid works. Forget the oil. Get rid of the oil. It's not in your cupboard, so you're desperate. What can you use? Any liquid. You can use water. You can use wine. You can use beer. You can use vinegar. You can use vegetable broth. You can buy those vegetable broths. You could use vinegar. Anything that is a liquid, and you don't want to steam. You want to just put bits of liquid in. It's amazing drops. It's amazing that things like onions are filled with water, and they cook by themselves.
Let me just add, this is Jane now, that oftentimes if you're the vegetable you're starting to cook with in your pan, let's say it's an onion, and we talk about how to caramelize onions and mushrooms, you put them in a pan just with heat. So when you say sautéing, I kind of want to know what you mean. Do you mean cooking the vegetables slightly? Do you mean just cooking them through and through? People, it varies because sautéing often means like putting this layer of chapstick. Oil around your vegetables. we're not doing that. It's just the essence of the vegetables comes out itself. The onions release their fluid. The mushrooms release their fluids. Peppers release their fluids. And you often don't need to add much at all. If you're finding you have to add a lot, turn the heat down a little bit so your vegetables cook and they're not sort of browning too much. Add a little bit of fluid, it lifts the browning out of the pan, and it caramelizes your vegetables. But oftentimes you don't even use anything, just heat.
Is there too much sugar in the diet then? If you caramelize, isn't that getting sugar? So we have another question.
Caramelize, do you know what that word means in the cooking? There's no sugar added. It's the natural sugar from Mother Nature who got it right.
So when I use the word sauté, sauté is from the French to move quickly. So what sautéing is really putting something in a fry pan, if you will, or a grill pan, and moving that quick enough so it doesn't burn but gets heated well enough. And I used to use, before I talked to you guys, a little olive oil with it. So you can do this without olive oil, with just a little water.
Look at page 27.
Literally
if
drops
you have
of water,
of you. Yeah.
and you build a strong right or left arm as you move the pan, the grill or fry pan quickly over the burner.
Yeah, well, and page 27 is the recipe for sautéed onions, and it really is turn on the pan till it's high heat, so hot that a drop of water when you put it in the pan does not dissolve, but it beads around like a pearl. Then it's ready. Put your onions in, and they just go bing, and they cook right away. And you slowly decrease the heat when your onions are browning, cooking, as you like. And there you go. So you're moving.
When we come back, When we come back, I'm going to ask you about your favorite recipes, why they are your favorite, and what recipe you think people will like most to try first. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with the authors of the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, over 125 delicious, life-saving plant-based recipes by the Esselstyns. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
D
don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. You can always email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. There's an interesting question from a John. This is a interesting question because he says, I've got a Nature Valley crunchy granola bar, oats and honey in front of me. It has nothing in it that was made from a with a mother or a face.
No,
it does have yellow corn. It has honey, soy flour, brown sugar syrup, salt, soy lecithin, he says, and whole grain oats. Would that constitute a thing?
No, because first of all, look, there's honey, and then you said, what was it, brown sugar or something, too sweet.
And then rice syrup.
If they had chosen just one sweetener, it would have been the first ingredient. So eat your oats. Eat your whole grains. Don't eat those bars. They're just junk.
And that's a candy bar because if they put all those, like she said, all those together, sugar would have been the first ingredient or sweeteners. And the guidelines for our cookbook and for the way that Dr. Russellson, my father's, planned for patients with heart disease is no meat, no dairy, no added oil, minimal salt, minimal sweet. And that Nature Valley granola bar is the maximum sweet they could put into that bar. And those three different versions of sugar are proof of that.
We should say if you want more information, you can go to the website, Dr. Esselstyn, DrEsselstyn.com. DrEsselstyn.com. If you're in Cleveland, you can come to our wellness bookstores, our wellness stores, and we now have it. We didn't have it a couple weeks ago because the book just came out.
Thank you, Amazon. We're number one in heart health on Amazon. You can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They're everywhere.
Good.
Yeah.
And now, what's your favorite diet?
Well, when Essie and I first started
dish?
Dish, yes. Our first thing starting was rice and beans. And in truth, rice and beans has continued to be our favorite meal, our go-to meal. It's our Christmas Eve meal when we have family. It's our birthday meal. We have a granddaughter who has a birthday today, and they come here to our house for dinner, and her request was black beans. Actually, it's Matt's Sofrito black beans right from this cookbook. They're awesome. Just awesome. And what's so nice is you can put all kinds of salsas and other and things. Our mango lime salsa is just to die for.
Page 120.
And by the way, people are asking, there's a couple questions here about can you get this when you eat out or can you order it in like Nutrisystems? That is, do they have a delivery service for any of these recipes?
Well, if you send them the book, the restaurant or Nutrisystem, send them the book ahead of time and ask them to incorporate it. I mean, why not? If you're paying for this service, hooray. Restaurants don't mind oftentimes helping their customers eat well, especially if it's a sort of fancy restaurant and they have a chef there who's not just getting things out of the line, but someone who likes the challenge of cooking with no oil, adding no salt, and trying to make it taste great. I know Fire in Shaker Square here in Cleveland, they really were wonderful when we were doing a study that had pediatric kids with obesity and high cholesterol. With family members who are cooperating with them on this diet, they said, hey, for the month of your study, we will offer a meal compliant to your guidelines. And it was amazing. It was such a wonderful dish. It was such a great meal. And it makes you wish they had it there all the time, not just the 1 month of the study.
Now, What dish would you tell people? And Jane, tell me your favorite first.
Well, I have three kids, and I always say that's like asking me who's my favorite kid. So it's an illegal question. But I would ask the person, what do you like to eat? If someone loves soups, it sounds like, Bridget, like you love soups. Soups you can't really lose because everybody, it's warm, they're hearty, they're yummy, they're flavorful. So I'd say go with soups. I personally love a variety of things. So I like to have, you know, this the great like Pacific Rim soba noodles, or I love having Jen's potato salad with fresh dill. You know, if we're having a big family feast with all 20 Esseltons around, we make Brian's stuffing. Brian's my husband. He's a better chef than all of us combined by far. But the jalapeno and salsa corn muffins, if we were doing this show live with you, I would have brought those muffins in to feed you. You would have loved them. And mommy's
well, you know,
mushroom
you still
gravy.
Can. I'm not that far from you.
Oh, well, but then why were we invited to come to see you? This is
Anne. The thing that has surprised me with this cookbook is what people choose and they love, and they aren't necessarily what I would say, oh, go try this. It's just a crazy variety that people seem to have liked.
There's a lot of variety.
I would have brought you the most amazing thing. I would have brought you the kale cake with blueberry frosting. We had a great review on Amazon yesterday. Someone said, this cake looks like it fell off of Venus, but it is amazing. It's a green cake with purple frosting. It does look like it's made by Dr. Seuss.
What should people start with? If someone wants to start, is there something you say, start with this?
Rice and beans.
Well, everyone's different. I'd say soup, or go for the cauliflower buffalo wings. I mean, whatever's familiar to them. Because if people think they're going to eat dust and twigs and salad, I would just have them start with something that's kind of hearty. Chili
and lasagna. What do you say to people that still have the perception that eating healthy whole foods is more expensive?
I'd say they haven't looked at their bill.
Beans are still pretty inexpensive, and rice brown rice is still pretty darn inexpensive.
I mean, I buy like a pound of black beans. It's like 99 cents in some stores. I swear.
Yes,
you
it is.
You can get
and
the fancy
probably,
organic,
you probably
no,
can
hand,
get,
hand ripened or whatever they're called.
You probably can get. I used to get, and I don't know if we still do because I don't do as much shopping as I used to. But we used to get these big things of brown rice and beans at Costco that were amazingly inexpensive, and you could make a meal for 10 for under about $5.
Yeah, so, I also understand that Costco has kale and all kinds of things that are even organic kale. I mean, all those greens are something else that we strongly recommend that people eat in abundance and incorporate into everything they're eating.
So I have to say goodbye. Well, we should have you back, but it's the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook from Avery. You can go to Amazon or anyone else, www.drdresselstyn.com for more information. Thank you both. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD.